This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats need you to follow the bouncing ball. Hey, before we get into that, I have a question for you. Where's Adam Schiff? Oh, bug-eyed Pekingese Adam. Where is he at? Remember when Adam Schiff dominated the news cycle? He had proof of Russian collusion from Trump. We have absolute proof that Donald Trump is involved in collusion with the Russians, and I will be presenting that at some point here in the near future. Where is it, Adam? Haven't seen hide nor hair, as my grandparents would say, of Adam Schiff. And I'm just wondering, where is old boy? What about Jerry Nadler? I saw Jerry Nadler in a video. This is the only time I've seen him. Now, these are the two most powerful Democrats in trying to prosecute Donald Trump. And they've disappeared. They up and disappeared like a fart in a hurricane. And we're trying to figure out where they are. So I see Jerry Nadler. And I'm not kidding. He makes some announcement with Nancy Pelosi. And he starts to teeter off stage like a weeble. And they come over and get him and escort him out. I'm not kidding you. His face went just white. I thought the dude was going to die on stage. It was unbelievable. You got to see it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. Or to who you're listening to. You're not talking. You are talking to me out there. You're like, yeah, Kev, I saw that. Saw that video. It was wild, man. Anyway, yeah, Halloween's coming up. And all you need to be scared this Halloween is a copy of the strategy of the Democratic Party. Because if you're a Democrat, you look at it and go, oh my gosh, this can't win. And if you're a Republican, well, it's meant to scare you. Donald Trump is not polling well, right? Oh my gosh, Donald Trump, his numbers are down. His approval numbers are down. He did it. There's not a poll saying that. No poll is saying that. You know what the polls say? Donald Trump closes the gap. Donald Trump narrows the gap. And then what's funny, I saw a poll that said something like, Biden has retaken the lead. No, it was Biden is leading in the battleground states like Texas. They said the same thing of Hillary Clinton. I will never forget seeing a poll that said Hillary Clinton so confident she's going to go in a campaign in formerly red states. And they had targeted Texas and somewhere else. Remember Texas, because I'm a Texas boy. And I remember thinking, man, these people have lost it. Same thing here. They've only done it earlier. Biden's so confident that he's now the red states are in play. That was essentially what the article said. The red states are in play. Joe Biden's untouchable. Right. Halloween, baby. Get those leftist masks because they sure want to scare you. Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer came out speaking about ACB. You know who ACB is? Amy Coney Barrett. Yeah, ACB. You know what ACB? Yeah, you know me. ACB. Pretty lady, qualified, unlike Elena Kagan. Is that her name? Elena Kagan? Justice Kagan? Not 1 hour as a justice and becomes a Supreme Court justice. And I'll give her, look, she must be a nice lady because she's Clarence Thomas is one of his best friends. He told me that. I met her. I saw her when I was at the Supreme Court with the Justice Thomas. Anyway, yeah. Halloween, you're supposed to be scared. This new revelation about Trump's taxes is meant to scare the bejesus out of you. He didn't pay enough in taxes, America. What do you think about him now, conservatives? We think about him the same way we think about taxes. He's supposed to not be paying any more than he should. It was funny. In the 2016 election cycle, when they brought up Trump's taxes, and I'll never forget his answer when they said about his bankruptcies. I didn't think it was the right answer. But anyway, here's what Trump said. He went, it was the law. It was legal. He made no excuses. It was legal. He goes, exactly. That's why we need to change the laws. He then said, you know what? Yeah, we do need to pay tax. He goes, if I'm happy to pay more taxes, I'm going to use the laws that are of the land until you do it. But if you want me to, I'm willing to pay more tax. He said that. I didn't like the statement. I didn't like either of those statements. I thought, what? What do you mean bankruptcy laws? That's what they're there for. It is what they're there for. I didn't write them. That's what he's saying. I'm not making any apologies. If you want to get somebody to apologize, talk to your legislators. I use the rules. And I have attorneys, and that's what we do. He said, I'm making no apology. And that's when I started to go, man, this dude is something different. This is different. So he didn't pay enough in taxes. You know what Trump's going to say? So what? As I said earlier, my quip would be, Joe, I paid more in taxes in a year than you and every one of your opponents who ran against you in the primaries have paid in your life, in your lives. So you think I'm going to apologize for using the tax law? Not going to happen. Now, he's not going to say that. I know Trump. He's just going to shrug his shoulders and go, what? What about it? But let me tell you, be careful if you live in a glass house, Joe Biden, because you better know Trump is looking into your taxes. He's going to be saying, what's all this about? You know, Joe Biden's made a lot of money in the last few years. Or he may say, you know what, Joe, while we're on the subject of taxes, how about we look at Hunter's taxes, Hunter Biden's taxes, your son's? I bet America would really love to see that tax. You know, see how a guy can go from being discharged from the Navy because of cocaine use, going into rehab, and then sitting on the board of Burisma. I bet America really has an interest in that. Oh, boy. It could get fiery. Three debates. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want Biden debating. No way, no how. Anyway, they said Trump didn't pay enough in taxes. And then everybody, he's broke. He's not a billionaire. I tweeted, really interesting. The dude's not a billionaire. He owns multiple bills. He's got a tax due coming up, a tax bill he can't pay. People don't understand. How do you think Trump has become Trump? It's $100 million. Chump change. They don't even understand how real estate's calculated, how you get loans against it, how you leverage. I mean, on and on. But they want you to believe he's broke because that's going to change your mind about him, right? If you find out Donald Trump's broke, well, then you're going to then say, well, he's not Mr. Midas Touch. Hey, you got one problem. You got that record, right? That 4 years of being Donald Trump, solving problems. He did nothing illegal. There's no Russia collection. I'll ask you, do you care? Trump used the tax laws, and that's what he was supposed to do. And they want him to be a loser because he pays no taxes. They cry foul. Not going to work then or now, Democrats will be there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats cannot win unless they cheat, and they still won't win even if they do cheat. I want to assuage your angst and your fears because it's not going to happen. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And I know what I'm talking about. Democrats cheated in 2018. Trump took a lesson. Donald Trump has his sea legs. He has almost 4 years at this job. Do you think a guy with his intellect, a guy who gets it done, who sees a problem and solves it, is not solving problems? Look, folks, you like to worry? I get it. My grandmother liked to worry. She worried herself. I mean, she lived a long time, but she would have lived 3, 4, 5 more years if she'd gotten to stop worrying. She worried about everything. Why are you worrying? Your worry is that it really is a control thing to some degree, because you worry because you're like, I want to be in control. I want to be in charge. I want to know what's going on. Yeah. Hey, why can't I make sure that Donald Trump wins? You can, by doing your part. You do your part, he'll win. You want to know why? Your part is not just you voting. Your part is telling your message. Your part is being a beacon, a radiator, a light, a shining, I don't know, something. Figure it out. set yourself on fire, not literally, metaphorically, and let people know that you support this president. See, the problem has been you hide it. There's a lady, they said she put her flag up in her house, a Trump flag, and the homeowners association made her take it down. And she put out a tweet, "What should I do?" And I go fight them. Go tell them, "What do you mean take it down?" Now, I don't know if there's any Biden signs out or whatever, but if I took my flag down, I'd put a poster, I'd put a political thing up, I would challenge them. What should I do? What should I do? Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. What would you do? I've asked this many times on my radio show, so you know what's coming, right? The people who listen to the KevinJacksonShow.com often. I ask you, what would you do if I walked up and pushed you or pushed your kid to the ground? Or your grandchild, if you're old. What would you do? Doesn't matter how old you are, how decrepit you are. You will be fighting mad. And you will respond. You will try to do something to me. You won't even think about it. It will be so reptilian, it's insane. It doesn't matter how I look. You just did what? Bam! Now, you might come to your senses and go, "Holy crap, this dude is huge. Or he's tough. He looks ominous." But let me tell you something else. You still won't care. Because it will be in the care and protecting of what you hold near and dear. So I ask you, what do you do? What do you mean? "Oh, I can't have my flag up. I can't have my this or that." It's your home. You're not defacing your property in some particular. "Oh, it's going to offend some of the neighbors." Well, guess what? Probably so does my car. So does my Lamborghini. Right? Or so does my German motorcycle. Who knows what's going to offend somebody else? If I'm not making property changes, you're not going to give me not to put a sign in my yard or not to do something else to show my concern. I'll blast "I love Trump" from a megaphone through the entire neighborhood. There are many things you can do. You just have to determine what you're willing to do, what you're willing to fight back and do. I'm not going to answer that for you. It's not for me to decide. But you have a remedy. Now, here's another remedy. You can do nothing. You can go, "What's the big deal?" Let me just tell you, man, Democrats are going to push it. They're going to push you. They don't just do nothing. These people don't want a deadline for counting votes. Let me ask you, when your car gets to empty, what is that little light that comes on telling you? I'm just curious. What is that? Is it a thing that says, "You know what? No big deal. You know, if you don't want to fill up, if you don't want to get a little bit more gas, it's cool. Go as long as you want." It's telling you, you got a deadline. That deadline is approaching. And if you got a smart car, it'll tell you, you got 57 miles before you're going to be walking. Now, you can just push on through. You can go, "I wonder if it's really true. I wonder if I could go 57 miles." And push through. But you got a deadline. You got a date for surgery. Do you? Because I got a surgery date. Let me tell you what happens. If I don't show up, I ain't getting surgery. It's that simple. You got deadlines for everything in life. You got deadlines for when you file your taxes, deadlines for when you pay your mortgage, deadlines for all kinds of stuff. But you know what? The most important deadline is on the night we vote. I want to know who won. And you know what, Democrat? "Oh, no, we might take a couple weeks. It could be, I don't know, whatever." Well, why? Oh, because we got to make sure the votes are counted. Well, I'll tell you what. If you cut it off at a deadline, if you know you're going to be out of town and you say, "I want an absentee vote," here's the deadline. You want to mail something in? You want to trust the post office? It said the post office should say, "This is the deadline. You have 3 weeks and we're going to guarantee that your mail gets there." After that, that's it. Because on election night, we count the votes. What election on the planet says, "Oh, no, we're just going to dismiss the deadline and we'll count votes after the fact"? Now, we did it in 2018. But if we didn't learn any lessons, then we better start paying attention to what the Democrats are willing to do. Because you know what they said when the flag was put in front of their yard that said "Vote for Biden" and you said the homeowner association said "Take it down"? They put up signs. They didn't take it down. They put up signs. They're like, "Fine me. Do something. Take me to court." Well, you got to have the same resolve. Military ballots found in the trash in Pennsylvania, conveniently all for Trump. Yeah. Now, what did we learn? We got a Wisconsin appellate court that overthrew counting of ballots after the election. Why? Because Trump is on the job. You know, these other places where we're going to count after the fact. No, they're not. Because Donald Trump is going to take him to court and he's going to say the election deadline is a deadline. The same thing with Hillary Clinton when he dragged her big white buttocks over the stage, whooped that head on election night, November the 8th, 2016, slapped that smug smirk off the face of the leftists because they knew that night she lost. And the next morning she called and said, Donald Trump, I just want to congratulate you for beating me. And good luck with your transition because we're coming after you. I mean, forget that last part. Bye. In Texas, authorities arrested Gregg County Commissioner Shannon Brown, Marlena Jackson, Charlie Burns, and Dwayne Ward on charges in connection with an organized vote harvesting scheme during the 2018 Democratic presidential primary. I'm sorry, Democratic primary election. They're going to jail. Do you think that that's just a nice little story that the press decided to tell? Let me tell you why these stories are going to become more rampant. Why you're going to hear about losing for, oh, we're going to vote ballot harvest. You got Project Veritas up in Minnesota exposing Ilhan Omar and her brothers and husbands and whatever they are, vote harvesting. You're hearing about it because the Trump campaign is letting people know if you do it, you're going to jail. The DOJ's on it. Everybody's on it. But you know what? If you want to worry about it, go for it. I mean, I'm not going to stop you from worrying. But I'm going to tell you, there's a reason why you're seeing all this stuff in the news. There's a reason why you're watching us start to win in this issue.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is meeting with Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Senate Democrats.
We merge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate. Take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett. And as the hearing goes forward, to provide the kind of respectful hearing that the American people expect.
Final debate preparations taking place for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. In a developing story, Joe Biden's campaign did agree to an inspection for electronic earpieces at tonight's debate several days ago by a third party, but now they're backing out of that agreement. The Biden campaign asking for debate breaks every 30 minutes. The Trump campaign saying no. You're listening to USA Radio News. A scary situation for law enforcement agencies across the country on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services, were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California was spotted without a mask at Dulles International Airport in Virginia on Friday, despite having called in June for the FAA to adopt mandatory mask mandates at airports, on airplanes, and on public transportation due to coronavirus. Feinstein was heading back to the Bay Area on a private plane. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, you know, what you said is, you know, these false accusations. And
they're smears. They're disgusting smears.
And so, you know, this is a distraction. I mean, what else does Trump have?
Oh, bad question, Jill. Bad question. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. What else does Trump have? Wow. Hey, attorney, Dr. Jill, don't ask questions you don't have the answer to. Because what else does Trump have? Oh, I don't know. Maybe world peace? Maybe three Nobel Peace Prizes on the way? Certainly nominations. Maybe the fact that he's rebuilt Obama's anemic economy twice now? Maybe it's the fact that he's issued executive orders that has protected the public from the dreaded Wu flu that the Democrats have scammed America out of? I could go on. Maybe it's all these great things that he's done for black folks, for women's, for Latinos, and maybe it's that he's got NATO to pay its bills, that he's negotiated trade agreements that are going to have positive impact to America for years to come. Maybe it's the fact that he's about to appoint yet another SCOTUS justice. He's reworked the courts, put things in America's favor, made America great again, put America first. Stop me whenever you need me to slow down, Jill. I'm sorry, Dr. Jill. Wow, what? Can you imagine answering the question, asking that question? What's he done? And here's what, I'm going to play the rest of this clip. We're going to play it in pieces. But see, I want you to understand when you're listening to this interview between Jake Tapper and Joe Biden, because he says, what did Jake Tapper say? Something like, you know, whatever, Trump's comments about Biden, they're horrible or something to that effect. They're all telling you everything they're doing. They're telling you the way that they treat Donald Trump. They're telling you the way that they treat you. They're telling you about themselves. What Joe Biden is asking in that question is, what has Joe Biden done? Because Joe Biden, in 47 years in politics, has nothing that he can put his finger on and say, this was a positive thing I did for America. Don't misunderstand me. I get it. He's one of 100 in the Senate. And he did cast votes for things, but Joe Biden is the most flippity-floppity, fish-out-of-water senator on the planet. And I'm not saying that because he's running for president. He flatly is. Joe is for something and he's against it. And look at policing right now. He was against he wants to defund the police. He was all for the Antifa and all that. Then somebody whispered in his ear, and next thing you know, Captain Demento is, oh, okay, now, we don't, you know, these are rioters and all this. They poll test everything. Trump does stuff. He doesn't care about your polls. Republicans will tell him, this will poll this way. And he says, I don't care. I don't care how it polls. This is what's right. This is what's wrong. And I'm going to say it. And he's been demonstrating that. This dude is attacking BLM and 16. I'm going to talk about it. He's attacking these so-called institutional issues for Democrats. You can't say anything negative about black groups. And Trump says, whatever. He's attacked critical race theory. He's attacked BLM. I can't get to all that today, but I will get to it. He's willing to say, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say about me as a president, about white folks or whatever. We're not going to teach critical race theory. I don't give a crap about Black Lives Matter. You shouldn't have to put anything in front of it. And what's next? And that's the reason why people respect the man. That's the reason. Joe Biden. Let's play the rest of that clip or part of it.
I mean, he's trying to get everybody off of Joe because I think Joe is just, he has the integrity and he's strong and resilient and he has that steadiness, that calm, empathy, things that people are looking for right now. And Donald Trump looks at Joe and says, oh my God, you know, like there's my competition. What can I think of to distract people?
Yeah. Oh, yet again. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Yet again, Joe Biden giving you the playbook, giving you the inside scoop inside Biden's brain. How Trump is worried about how to distract people from Biden. Let me tell you something. Distract from what? From Hunter? Distract from what? Burisma? Distract from what? Joe Biden's dementia? Trump feels sorry for Biden. Look, these people are picking a fight with a dude who really knows how to fight. And I've helped people prep for all kinds of debates and things like this. I'm going to tell you, they asked Trump the other day. They said, "Are you prepping for this debate?" He says, "What? I got to run the country. What do I have to prep for?" It's the way I look at when I was doing a lot of media. People say, are you ready? I'm ready every day. What do you mean, are you ready? When your job is to know the news and to interpret it and to help people understand it and to look for the things that most people miss. Are you kidding? I'm totally ready. Every single day I get up. If you were to call me right now and say, Kevin, you need to go on TV in the next 5 minutes and talk about an issue, I'm 95% going to be up to speed on the issue. 95%. Because we've already looked at everything. That's what our daily prep is. Don't misunderstand me. There can be breaking news and things like that, but even that's not a factor. Breaking news is breaking news. Breaking news means nobody knows what's happening, and you're being brought on as a subject matter expert. So tell us what your thoughts are, Mr. Joe. Okay, here we go. Boom. I was doing a segment. I forget what. I was going to be debating Juan Williams on something. And the Charlie Hebdo thing broke while I was sitting in the seat. Literally a minute before we were going on, they were, you know, 1 minute, Kevin, 1 minute in my earpiece. And then this broke. And they come in and they were like, oh my gosh, this whole thing with Charlie Hebdo broke. So we're sitting there. We were sitting there now 10 minutes because this had broken live on the air. And they were like, well, we're going to need to reschedule or whatever. And, you know, because, and I said, well, why? And they go, well, we've got this thing. And I said, well, I lived in France. I speak French. I know, you know, all about it. What do you want? You want me to cover it? And they were like, oh, great, great. Hold on, hold. So then they did it, and they were throwing to me. And I was talking about that area of France, the, you know, French culture, how they are very, you know, sarcastic. They deal with things like ridicule. It's part of the culture. And, you know, etc. And it was an amazing segment. I remember getting off that segment and the producer going, dude, how do you know all this stuff? And I'm like, that's what you do. That part was life experience. But I mean, that's how things work. But Jill Biden's talking about Donald Trump is afraid of her husband? Is this woman smoking crack? Well, I mean, when it comes to the Bidens, you just never know, you know? But, you know, really? What's he afraid of? He's defeated Hillary Clinton. He's gone toe-to-toe with Barack Obama. Let me tell you, Donald Trump has called Barack Obama out. Think about this. Do you know any president that actually called Barack Obama out, actually said his policies stink? He's the reason why we're in this situation. And do you know what Barack Obama does? Pretty much nothing. Oh, he fights in his own little way. But I'm saying to go on to it. Have you seen Barack Obama get into a Twitter battle with Donald Trump? Have you seen he'll come out on TV, make a statement, you know, that's anti-Trump, but he doesn't go fully after Trump. And I'm going to tell you, if you really are conspiracy theorists, ask yourself why this guy, who Donald Trump has said his policy sucked, he was no good, Obamacare stunk, and he's not being malicious about it. He's just saying that, you know, there are people that will just do it to get your goal. Trump's like, look, you can look at this any way you want. Pragmatically speaking, Barack Obama was a terrible president. He didn't do this. He goes, I'm better at race relations than him. I've done more for blacks. He's called this man out at every turn. And Barack Obama's relatively silent. Now, given all this clout that Obama has with the Democratic Party, all this clout that Obama's supposed to have with black folks, why hasn't he struck back? Now, if you ask yourself that question logically, and you go back and you look and ask yourself and look at the evidence and say, you know what, he really hasn't fought back. He's made comments like, oh, yeah, that's just Trump being Trump. Yeah, he can act like he's taking the high road. He won't fight back because he can't fight back. One, Trump is right. Two, if you're a conspiracy theorist, he doesn't want to poke that tiger. Now, I believe both. I believe that, number one, I know number one, Barack Obama was a horrible president. Never should have been elected. But number two, there's something underlying it. Well, let's get back to Jill Biden, because Jill Biden wants us to believe that Trump is afraid to debate her husband. Now, here's what's interesting. Nancy Pelosi, Terry McAuliffe, leaders of the Democratic Party have said, why do we need to have debates? I mean, come on. Do you hear Trump's asking why we are debating? I mean, we shouldn't debate. We don't need to debate. No, Donald Trump is saying, let's debate. Wait, yeah, let's debate. Anytime. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Your husband is an experienced debater. He's faced tough opponents in the past, but none quite like Donald Trump. None who are willing to accuse him of vile crimes that he's completely innocent of. I've seen him lose his cool, especially when his family is invoked. I mean, I've covered him since the late 90s. So he's lost his cool a couple times in there. I think you
would. I don't recall that, Jake.
He protects his family very passionately, yes. So
as he should.
Is he ready?
Oh, my gosh, yes, he's ready.
That was Jill Biden talking about her husband, Joe. He's ready. And if you know how Democrats work, how leftism is, it means Joe's not quite as ready as she thinks. Now, Trump's already put out some signals to Chris Wallace to say, look, you're going to ask Joe Biden tough questions. And I'm going to tell you, I already know that his team is going to make sure that the tough questions get asked of Joe. But yeah, he's ready. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here listening to. We left off where Joe Biden said that Donald Trump is afraid of Joe. And now we're at the part of the soap opera where Jill says Joe is ready. Now, earlier, she had asked the question, what does Trump have? What else does Trump have to offer besides just negative attacks on Joe? You know, Joe, the guy who hangs out with segregationists, that guy, that Joe. Joe, who's been accused of molesting Tara Reid, actually sexually assaulting Tara Reid. Joe Biden, who's accused black people of being monolithic, who told them you ain't black, and I could, a host of other things that came out of his mouth. It isn't guilt by association by hanging out with segregationists. It's actually the things that come out of Joe's mouth. And she says Donald Trump's afraid of him. Joe Biden, whose son Hunter, he ran interference for so this guy could make millions and millions of dollars. And with a record that is so clear, it's so clear, the breadcrumbs, you don't even need breadcrumbs. Somebody drew a trail, followed the yellow brick road to all this graph and the actual fraud that this family's perpetrated in using us, using the taxpayers to do it. And she says that, what else does Trump have? He's afraid of Joe. And oh my gosh, Joe is ready. Woof. I have to tell you, today is going to be a fun day watching these guys debate. Watching these guys go at it. Because, and look, one of my friends says, Kevin, let's downplay what we expect out of Biden. You don't have to downplay anything. Watch his interviews. Biden screws up. He screws up because Biden's head is demented. Now, again, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but he is. But what cracks me up is the cover-up and the complete dismissal of all these other things that are going on. And it's funny to me because it's like the left seems to think that we're just going to go, oh, you're right. There's nothing there with Hunter Biden taking $3 million and flying around the country, getting Secret Service protection. And everywhere he goes, strangely, the Biden family benefits. Crooked people get ahead. Oligarchs. I mean, again, I go back to Mueller and I say, you know, what dots were we trying to connect here? When you figured out that Donald Trump had nothing to do with Russian collusion, why didn't it shift to figure out where the collusion was? Right now they have Trump's taxes and all they talk about is, well, he didn't pay taxes in these years. Well, he paid 70 million taxes in other years. I tell you what. Let's look at the years that Trump paid taxes. Look at the Republican. Look at the candidates. Let's look at Joe Biden. Ask how much in taxes has Joe Biden paid? It's not even a Joe Biden's lifetime tax debt is not 1 month of Trump's tax debt. And that's what I would say. If I were Donald Trump, I'd go, I paid more in taxes in a month than Joe Biden's paid his entire life. That's all I got to say about my taxes. And it's true. Anyway, let's do the rest of this clip.
One of the things I'm excited for is when the American people see Joe Biden up there on that stage, they're going to see what a president looks like. You know, someone who is, like I'm saying, calm, steady, strong, resilient. It's like night and day between the two candidates. And so I can't wait for the American people to see Joe, to see that statesman up there in front of the American public.
Your husband has been known to make the occasional gaffe.
Oh, you can't even go there. You can, after Donald Trump, you cannot even say the word
gaffe. I can't even say the word gaffe.
Nope.
But you're not.
Nope. Done. It's gone.
The gaffe issue is over.
Over. So over.
And there it is. The gaffe issue is over because Joe Biden says it's over. See, that's the Democrat. It's fun to I like the psychology of these people. It's like studying the mind of serial killers, because she thinks it's over. Why? She wants it to be over because she's trying to preventatively tell us, my husband's going to make some gaffes. He's going to make a lot of gaffes. Since Trump, gaffes? What gaffes is Trump making? Trump doesn't make gaffes. Trump tells you the truth about yourself, and you just have to come to grips with it. So, what is she talking about? Does she think it's going to end? Does she think that the American public is going to watch Joe Biden, watch whatever his performance is today, and go, I understand, but it's not really gaffes. And I mean, they've already tried this. The media has already said, well, it's just Joe, and they've given all kinds of excuses. Now, they would never give those kinds of excuses to anybody, any reasonable candidate. But they give it to Joe because that's all they have. But if she thinks this thing is going to go away, she's out of her mind. But then again, she is a Biden. Wow. And what's funny is Jake Tapper. It's done. Okay, then we'll move on. You know, now you could say, well, he's just being a good interviewer, Kevin. He doesn't want to press her because she could get upset. Yeah, you do. That's what good interviewers do. Let me put it this way. Here's what I would have said. I would have said, well, you know, you may think it's over, but if your husband goes up on the national stage and he starts saying some of the things that he said in the past, this could not be good for the campaign. He could have easily come back with that, but he drops it. And then he shifts to the transition. And here's the last part of the clip.
What do you think about the fact that President Trump is hemming and hawing when it comes to the issue of an orderly transition of power should he lose on November 3rd?
Well, we'll have to, you know, I mean, I'm hoping that it is, and Joe intends on an orderly transition of power. Right now, Donald Trump is supposed, you know, trying to, this is Donald Trump's America. This is the chaos and, you know, just going off the cuff with this comment or that comment. No, we go back to Joe Biden. We have calm. We have steady leadership. We don't have all this chaos in America.
So Joe Biden brings calm and steady to America. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. So just to recap, we've got, what else does Donald Trump have besides attacking Joe? What's his record? Second part, Donald Trump is afraid of Joe. Third part, oh, are you kidding? Of course Joe Biden is ready to debate. Fourth part, no, we're not going to talk about the gaffes. Because after Donald Trump's comments. Fifth part, Joe intends on an orderly transition of power. Trump relies on chaos. Joe provides calm and steady leadership. Now, as you listen to that, I want you to understand, that was Melania Trump talking about her husband. That was not Jill Biden. Jill Biden just told you all the fears of the Democratic Party. And that's why I love looking at these guys. That's why I love analyzing them. They tell you exactly what drives them crazy, what makes them afraid. What makes them afraid is Trump's record. What makes them afraid, well, what they know is that Joe is actually very afraid of debating Donald Trump. Tapper even said, Biden's never debated anybody like Trump. The next thing, he's supposedly ready, right? Yeah, the gaffes is off the table, right? Because he's not going to make any, and you guys are just making this stuff up. Yeah, we shouldn't believe our eyes and our ears. And then the next thing is, Joe's already ready for the transition of power. Yeah, he understands the chaos being created by the Republicans and Donald Trump, etc. She's telling you exactly what's going on. Do you think that people living in these cities that are exiting these cities blame Trump for the chaos? Do you think they consider Biden to be calm and steady leadership? I rest my case.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.